Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right. I think I asked you during the break. Is there anything from the text line? I don't remember. What'd you say?
We got somebody was asking about the event on June 6th. We can touch on that maybe a little bit. The free event at Memorial Stadium with some of the high school teams.
7-on-7 type event, June 6th. I forget what time it was. It was in the evening, free admission. You can check it out. They posted about it on social media, the Husker football. People who run those accounts and whatnot. All right, Jake, you want to give a shout out to that business real quick, and then we will chat a little bit of NBA playoffs as we close out the show.
Yeah, before we get back into it, wrap it up, just wanted to let you guys know, Give to Lincoln Day is this Thursday, May 29th, but you can donate now at givetolincolnday.com. Type in Matt Talbot in the search and choose your donation level. Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach's mission is to relieve hunger, overcome homelessness, address addiction, and provide outreach and advocacy in Lincoln. We'll be on location all day Thursday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach, just north of 27th and Holdridge. Feel free to stop by, make a donation, or do so online. If you donate, please text the text line at 402-464-5685, and we will gladly shout you out. If you stop by in person to donate, we'll have giveaways for College World Series tickets, Lincoln Salt Dogs tickets, restaurant gift certificates, and more, and they can give you a tour. GiveToLincolnDay.com, type in Matt Talbot, and donate today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, NBA playoffs. The Wolves are down. Timberwolves are down 3-1 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Baseball and basketball are always, it happens in football too, they're always intriguing to me. Man, there was a year where the Jets got blown out. Oh, like 45-3, the regular season to the Patriots. They came back, played them in the playoffs. This is like 10 years ago, and beat them in the playoffs. It was one of the years Mark Sanchez was the quarterback that made the AFC title game 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So it happens in football sometimes, but not as much as basketball, baseball. Like I had, I think I've shared it before on the show, but I had a baseball expert one time be like, hey, in the majors, you're going to blow a team out a third of the time. You're going to get blown out a third of the time. It's that middle third that really determines what your final record is going to be and how good you are or not. Basketball, man, the Oklahoma City Thunder just mollywopped the Minnesota Timberwolves basically the first two games. In game three, the Timberwolves come back and they win by, what was it, like 40, 45 points?
Yeah, 43, I think it was. So, yeah.
That's crazy to me. Now, game four, and I don't want to say the series is over. I mean, people have come back from 3-1 deficits, 3-0 deficits, all right, as Jake Bakoven will happily tell you, Boston over the Yankees about 20 years ago to get their first World Series championship and, you know, decades, essentially. But the Wolves are down 3-1 to the Oklahoma City Thunder right now. They lost game four, and they're going back to OKC. Do we get to a game six, or does it get closed out here, Jackson?
I think it's getting closed out. I think it's wraps. OKC is going to punch their ticket to the NBA Finals, and then we'll see what happens in the next Pacers series. Game four of that is tonight. So
I really thought the way Minnesota was playing, I mean, their regular season, it was okay. They were a sixth seed coming into the playoffs, but man, they were 8-2 rolling into this Thunder series. But you see why Oklahoma City Thunder was the number one seed in the West. Again, they got to actually close it out and do the deed here, but it seems like Oklahoma City is going to punch their ticket to the finals. On the east side here, you got the Pacers, you got the Knicks. It's as east it can get in the NBA playoffs, old Eastern Conference rivalry that goes back years and years. The Pacers, all right, let me see. They were up 2-0 in the series. The Knicks took game three, 2-1, game four tonight in Indiana. This is the pivotal game. Anytime you're down 1-0, you don't want to go down 2-0. Anytime, obviously, 2-0, you don't want to go down 3-0. But anytime it's 2-1, if you can even the series up, I don't want to say you're guaranteeing a game seven, but, man, you're guaranteed two more games. Like, you go down 3-1, and it's hard to beat a team three times in a row, especially if they're any good at all, to be honest with you. So this is a pivotal game tonight for the Knicks. Who you got, Jackson?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It's in Indiana. Does that help you at all?
Not really. I mean, the Knicks, both those teams have been playing well in anywhere but their home court.
Yep.
Because it's, you know, Pacers take the first two in New York. New York takes game one in Indiana. So, or game three, I guess, but the first game.
So take the Knicks then, because it's in Indiana. I mean, obviously the Knicks.
The pattern follows, it's the Knicks. And honestly, to keep things interesting, I want the Knicks.
I want the Knicks, yes.
I do want the Knicks. But man, I would not be surprised to see the Pacers go up 3-1. And honestly, almost put a bow on this series. But I've said if the Pacers are going to win, it's going to be in six. So. That's where I'm at.
All right. I do like it in six. I'm rooting for the Knicks because I want to go 2-2.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I don't have a vested interest in either one of these teams, other than I grew up just watching the Knicks and Patrick Ewing, John Starks, etc. And then I actually rooted for the Pacers because I really liked Reggie Miller, Rick Smits, and all those guys. I've got the Pacers going up 3-1. I'm rooting for the Knicks, but I do think the Pacers.
Yeah, no, I could totally see it happening. They're going to go 3-1. I could totally see it happening.
Pacers and Thunder in the finals, possibly. We'll see what happens.
Oh, I'd love that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a glorious Tuesday. Until Thursday, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bones.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.